California Men's Colony permit?
Yeah, CMC.
And our staff person who has worked on this permit is Allison Milholland, and we did have this on consent. I don't know if you have something to summarize, that's fine, but otherwise we can go to the comments. Do you have something to summarize?
Basically, I was just going to say that there's not any substance changes or any comments, concerns that the discharger has, although we did receive a letter or a comment yesterday at 4:40 from San Luis Coastal Keeper. If that is brought up, I just will refer that to Lori. And then CMC's main concern is just the effective date of the permit. And we haven't heard a definitive date. That's why it was pulled from consent. So I will turn that over to CMC to address that.
On the issue of the late letter, it was very late. The comment cutoff for this item was in May. Is that right? March?
May 12th.
May 12th. The letter was a legal argument, and I don't know if the discharger even saw it, and I recommend not including it in the record. There's a representative here from Coastkeeper that can address the comments if you'd like to during his presentation.
I don't think so. I mean, I think if it's late and the discharger hasn't seen it, I haven't seen it, it's too late. It's not going to come in.
Okay. So if you have any questions for me or else go to comments.
Yes, we have a couple
cards.
Yeah.
Why don't we go to those? Larry Parlin and Gordon Hensley. So, Mr. Hensley, you can give us the comments in your letter then, orally. That's how you get around this problem.
Chairman and board members, Larry Parlin with Corollo Engineers, representing California Men's Colony and the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. As Allison indicated, we have one outstanding issue with the permit, and that's the effective date of the new permit is listed as August 26, 2006. And our concern is this will result in mandatory minimum penalties for noncompliance with the total nitrogen standard. Because the wastewater treatment plant construction will not be completed at this time, the wastewater treatment plant will not be fully operational and capable of achieving the standard for total nitrogen that's listed in the new permit. CMC and CDCR respectfully request that the board consider changing the effective date of the permit for the following reasons. I know we've been here before, but CMC and CDCR have no control over the wastewater treatment plant construction project, the construction contractor, or construction delays. The Department of General Services has full responsibility for this project and has since inception. CMC, CDCR, and DGS have worked with the Regional Water Quality Control Board staff throughout the planning of this project, the design and the construction phase, to keep them informed of what's going on with the project for the last several years. The State Water Resource Control Board enforcement policy guidelines specify that you use progressive enforcement to achieve compliance, and obviously that's been done with CMC, but additional fines and penalties against CMC or the department will not result in accelerated completion of this project because they do not have control over the project. Unfortunately, any action from CMC, the department, or the Regional Water Quality Control Board cannot accelerate completion of this project. DGS staff, Department of General Services, is working within the constraints of the state contract law to complete the project as soon as possible. They're working hard on that. Additionally, there's no economic benefit to CMC, CDCR, DGS to delay completion of this project, and conversely, it's costing significantly more money to the state as the project delays. And for these reasons, that we would request that the board not adopt the permit as written today, and we'd be allowed to work with regional board staff to get a different effective date for the permit. Thank you.
Lori, how can we adopt a permit without a date on it?
Generally, NPDES permits are effective either on the date they're adopted or in 50 days if there's significant public comment in order to give EPA time to review them and respond. The NPDES regulation, there's nothing that specifically says you can't adopt a prospectively effective permit, but the NPDES regulations do say that permits may only be issued for terms of 5 years. There are provisions for administrative extension if for some reason the permit can't be adopted for administrative reasons, which isn't the case here. We have a permit that's ready. We just don't have a facility that's ready. So I think that I don't think it would comply with that requirement to only issue permits for 5 years to include this prospective effective date. However, since the concern is only MMPs, which are mandatory, the enforcement policy for progressive enforcement doesn't apply to mandatory penalties, that issue can be addressed with a time schedule order. So I don't recommend a delayed effective date, but if staff recommends a time schedule order to avoid these MMPs, and I think that CMC has a good reason for the delay, if it is based on general services issues, then you could do that.
A time schedule order?
Right.
To address, is that what's being proposed by staff?
Yes.
Okay.
We haven't actually proposed it, but we're open to considering that, yeah.
Okay. All right. Any board comments or questions for the speaker?
No.
Okay. Got another card. Thank you very much. Mr. Hensley.
Chairman Young, Honorable Board, I'll be brief. We did submit a letter. I apologize for the lateness of it. We were actually fairly satisfied with the staff's work. They've done a great job until we realized that they may have gone down the wrong legal pathway. The proposed permit contains a compliance schedule and an interim effluent limitations for certain priority pollutants that come under the California Toxics Rule. Unfortunately, that rule, there's the effluent limitations in the compliance schedules cannot be issued after May 18, 2005. So we think that's a significant oversight. Actually, the delay that the Men's Colony is suggesting might be an excellent opportunity to correct that, and we think that the fix would actually be fairly straightforward, and we'd request that you direct staff to reevaluate the time schedule order under the California Water Code 13300, and you could probably do the same time schedule and pretty much what you already had done. In addition to that, we would like to see specific language included, and it may be in there and I just overlooked it, that specifically prohibits spills. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, no more speakers. Have staff comment on...
Did you want me to respond to the compliance schedule provision?
Yeah.
That's for the California Toxic Rule constituents, and there's a provision in the regulations that says that under the regulations, compliance schedules can't be issued after May of 05, but it also says that if EPA approves a state implementation plan, which it has, and the state implementation plan provides for different provisions for compliance schedules, then that basically trumps the regulations. Basically, there's a compliance schedule provision in the regulations that sunsetted, but there's a compliance schedule provision in the state implementation plan that has not sunsetted, and the compliance schedule for these SIP constituents in the permit complies with the SIP.
Okay. I'm glad there was an explanation for that. Mr. Shallcross.
Is that true?
Okay.
Well, first of all, Harvey and Allison, do you have any additional response as far as either the discharger or the interested party?
I think we addressed the effective date
we're happy to work with them on a time schedule order for the nitrate effluent limitation, similar to what we would do with Lompoc. As far as the spill prohibition, the standard provisions do explicitly prohibit spills, so that's already in there.
The standard
provisions, which are actually
just kind of referenced, right, aren't they?
No, they're not referenced anymore. They're included in the permit. It's page D11 if you're interested.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So we don't have any changes. We don't have a supplemental sheet, so we recommend approval of the permit as is.
Okay. I have a motion.
You want a motion, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
CA0047856. Move approval.
Second.
And that's order R32006-0032.
Okay, we have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.